What does innovation sound like? It sounds like the luxury of being in the moment with your customer, client, or patient. It sounds like having the right information right when you need it. It sounds like being at your best for your customers and your business. Thanks to Hyland's intelligent content solutions that improve digital processes, innovators everywhere are able to do their thing better, whatever that thing is. Now, who doesn't like the sound of that? Hyland, for innovators everywhere. Visit Hyland.com.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
Contactless payments for public transport must be fast-tracked, according to Fine Gael councillor Eavan Tormey, who's on the line now. Eavan, why don't we have it already?
Well, look, that's the big question, and thanks very much for having me on this morning. London has had contactless payments on their buses since 2012. In March of this year, the NTA awarded a contract to Indira, and they're saying it'll take potentially about 3 to 4 years to roll that out. So they're, in Ireland, we're looking at 2027 to 2028. But I suppose my concern as a public representative is that we need this to happen. It needs to be fast-tracked. And I want to make sure that this happens as soon as possible, because unfortunately, things sometimes do have a tendency to drag on.
Well, you can walk into any electric shop in the country right now and buy a contactless machine that you're able to use to take. I can take contactless payments off you right now if I really wanted to.
Exactly,
it seems farcical that we can't do it on a bus. And we can't even put the Leap card on our phone in the same way that Apple Pay and Android Pay works.
Exactly. So one of the benefits of contactless would be that the wallet on your phone or your watch could also be used to pay. And I think, you know, we need to be moving with the times. It needs to be prioritised. That's what I'm trying to put the pressure on the NTA to do, because it just provides a better experience for all public transport users. And we're looking to try and get people out of their cars in order to achieve climate targets. And it needs to be easy for people, you know, particularly for people who've been using their cars for years and, you know, have to make that change and haven't been on a bus in a long time. You know, still you have to get on with your coins, and it should just
Getting on the Lewis, which I don't have a Leap card because I don't use public transport enough to justify it. But getting on the Lewis and waiting for that machine to spit out the ticket at you and the Lewis is pulling up behind you, and it is a stressful process. I'd love just to be able to tap on and tap off. It seems ridiculous that we're not there yet, but we'll see where your call goes. Fine Gael councillor Eavan Tormey, thank you very much for joining us on News Talk Breakfast this morning.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7 on News Talk.